Live match broadcasts in association with Supermax. On the road this weekend, we'd love to see you in the Galway Plaza, the N17 Plaza in Tuam, or the newly opened Loughrea service station, Athenry Road, Loughrea.
Very welcome here to Kenny Park in Athenry for the Galway Senior Hurling Championship quarter final. It's Tommy Larkins to my left and Kieran Bridge to my right, and they're both going through their warm ups, and we'll have a story on that in a couple of minutes, because when the teams came out onto the field, there was a bit of action before the game started. But we'll go through the teams first off anyway. Kieran Bridge line out with Aaron Bindon in goal. Full back line of number 2, Christy Bannon. At full back is Fela McCann, and wearing the number 4 jersey is Oisin Salmon. The half back line for Kieran Bridge is number 5, Shane Ryan, number 7, Shane Bannon, and number 18 is Connor Lee. Midfield pairing of number 8, Sean Kilduff, and number 9, Patrick Foley. Half forward line of number 10, Michael Daly, number 6, TJ Brennan, number 12, Gavin Lee. And the full forward line, 13, Mark Kennedy, 14, Keane Salmon, and wearing number 11 then will be Evan Nyland. For Tommy Larkins, this is the team, and we think this could be their team, along these particular lines anyway. Aina Murphy will be in goal, number 1. The full back line could be number 5, Keane Daniels, number 3, Cathal Toohey, and number 15, Owen Nevin. The half-back line, number 2, Darren Duggan, number 6, Kevin McHugo, and number 7 is Connor Nevin. Midfield pairing of number 8, Colm Flynn, and number 18, Gerard Kelly. The half-forward line, number 10, Connor Gardner, number 11, Jason Flynn, and number 13, David Hickey. And the inside line, number 19, Keane Duggan, number 9, Ronan Murphy, and number 12, Connor Hanley. So they're the two teams for the first of the quarter-finals. And Cyril, we had a bit of action before the game started, obviously, or before the warm-ups. Tommy Larkins to our left at the scoreboard end in Kenny Park and Athenry were going through their warm-up routine out in the field when Kieran Bridge came from behind the goals, went straight through the heart of the Tommy Larkins warm-up, and we had a few lads hitting the ground and a few lads being pushed and shoved, and it went on for a couple of minutes, but something that was unnecessary. But the Kieran Bridge team probably didn't need to go where they did, I'd say, Cyril.
Yeah, I think Tommy Larkins were out early on, very early night when we were in, just when I was in, just about 25 past 12. They had done their warm-up down in the off-field section at the back of the goals down there. They went up back up to the dressing rooms. Kieran Bridge came down in front of the stand, walked in front of the stand, and went down to the warm-up area. Tommy Larkins entered the pitch then through the normal route, through the front gate, as they say, and they had started their warm-up while Kieran Bridge were still off-pitch behind the goal. Then they came into the field and disrupted the Tommy Larkins warm-up and a few pushes and shoving, to say the least, but carried on for a good period of time. Actually, Kieran Bridge, a lot of them had passed and started their warm-up, and they returned back up to gather whatever members of the panel were still in the Tommy Larkins warm-up.
Yep, they were all in, as they'd say, all together, one for all and all for one. Is that what they say, is it? But anyway, we're almost ready to go. We'll be ready in a couple of minutes. Paul Fahey is the referee. Of course, he refereed their quarter-final clash last year as well. That game was won by Kieran Bridge, but it's an intriguing game, and I suppose there we're looking out here, we've had inclement weather for a couple of weekends. Obviously, it's not great here coming up today as well. Obviously, this morning when we got up, it was raining, it was wet, and come here, there's a bit of a wind going in towards the town, and we saw a bit of surface water as well, so it's going to make things difficult for both teams.
Yeah, difficult for both teams. Thankfully, the rain has passed, and but it has taken a lot of rain this morning. We did see puddles on the pitch as the warm-ups were going on, but we're still set for a good game. There'll be a lot of tension, a repeat of last year's quarter-final, as we said, Niall, and the bit of a ruckus or a at the start will only add to the game. I don't think the referee will talk to any players before. They weren't even on the field.
Yeah,
the officials weren't on the pitch at the time, so I don't think an action can be taken. He could hardly take an action from the door of the dressing room up there. So we're set for a good game, and that should add to it.
Yeah, it sure should. Tommy Larkins are just in a huddle there now, going through their pre-match routine just before the start of this particular game. The Kieran Bridge men also in their huddle as we're ready to start the first of the quarter-finals. Of course, all games will be streamed live on Stream Sport as well as Galway Bay FM over the weekend. This game throws in, of course, now at 1 o'clock, and it'll be followed by the county champion St Thomas has put their title on the line in their quarter-final game, and of course that game throws in at 2:15, I think it is, against themselves in the Capitagle. And then tomorrow, of course, we have two games tomorrow in Ballinasloe. The first of those at 12 noon, Sarsfields versus Portumna, and that'll be followed by Loughrea versus Turlochmore in the fourth of the quarter-finals. And of course, then the draw for the county semi-finals will take place immediately after the last quarter-final. But the first of these quarter-finals almost ready to go. Both teams going through the last of their pre-match routines, and be interesting to see, Cyril, who has the wind in the first half. We missed the toss, but it could be a deciding factor as well.
Yeah, and as we said, the wind is nearly always down to the scoreboard goal in Athenry. It's the opposite way today, so the team that's shooting into the town goal will have the advantage. We did, as we said, we missed the top toss before. I can see with the weather line out here, Tommy Larkins are going to play with the breeze in the first half, and it'll be interesting to see, will they activate a sweeper mode, or will they try and protect, or will they push in order to maximise scoring difference at half time?
Yeah, it's Tommy Larkins, I think, who have the wind advantage in the first half as we see them going into their positions. We'll see how we got a lot of the team correct. We see number 15's gone into cornerback. All right, might be too bad, sir. We might have got one or two wrong, but we'll near enough. We won't get an A plus, I'd say, but we might get the H2. Is that what they call it these days?
Yeah, near enough. Yeah. Look, there'll be plenty of changes, I'd say, on both teams. I'd say in the four teams we're going to see this weekend, there'll be mix-ups to the lineup, and management would have a chance, especially with games being streamed nowadays, to have a look of usually where players would have lined out during the year, and the high probability they know Conor Gardner going to the full forward line here is the most notable one. Jason Flynn starting midfield.
Yeah, and I think they're just trying to win the throw-in and trying to get on the attack as straight as possible. The game is on. The game is underway. The first of the quarter-finals in the Galway Senior Hurling Championship is underway. Referee Paul Fahey has thrown in the shitter. His linesmen are Conor Quinlan and John McDonald. There's a bit of off-the-ball activity as well, I think, between Ronan Murphy and Oisín Salmon. TJ Brennan is on the ground as well. So it's heating up already, and I suppose this may have started, Cyril, obviously, as we said, prior to the game being starting with the warm-up facade that we saw earlier on.
Yeah, and I think Oisín Salmon was well involved in the warm-up activity as well, so he was just involved with Ronan Murphy earlier on. I didn't see, did he blow for a free, Niall? Yeah, it looks like a free to Evan Ireland to go in. I had missed that because two of them were rolling around on the ground about 5 yards outside the ruck. I was keeping an eye on that, so back to try and keep an eye on the game.
Yeah, just a lot of pushing and shoving and going on and so on and so forth. I think John McDonough, the linesman, having a word here as well with people on the line as well, so you just hope that things wouldn't get out of hand and we'd see a bit of hurling early on in this particular game. Yeah, as Evan Ireland stands over the free.
This is difficult enough for Evan Ireland now. He's hitting into the breeze early in the game. He's right on the halfway line, and but it is a strong breeze in Athenry today.
Evan Ireland takes the free for Clarenbridge. He's driven the ball in towards the goal. He makes no mistake. It's his first score of the day. He was in impressive form last time out against Ardrahan in that preliminary quarter final, and he has started impressively today with the first point of the game. Clarenbridge 1 point. Tommy Larkins no score. A minute and 15 seconds gone as Aina Murphy gets ready to take the puck out. He goes down the middle towards the man wearing number 15, Owen Nevin, but he's playing in defence. Gets the ball off to Gerard Kelly, lined out in the middle of the field, gets the ball forward. There's a two Clarenbridge men there, and one of them wins it. The ball is batted out, and eventually it's Conor Lee who tries to hand pass the ball back. He's gets the ball back to Shane Ryan. Ryan coming away from the wing back position, and Ryan delivers the ball across the field. It should be intercepted there by Darren Duggan, wearing number 2, but playing in the half back line for Tommy Larkins. Comes inside his man. He's had a good campaign for Larkins. He goes forward. He tries to flick the ball away, but Clarenbridge have numbers back there, and Darren Duggan is still finding his way forward. Eventually the ball goes in towards the brother. The brother is Keane Duggan, a young player just making his debut this year. Keane Duggan is on the ball. Keane Duggan is surrounded by a couple of Clarenbridge men there. Tries to flick the ball away towards Darren Duggan. The Duggans are well involved early on. Darren Duggan has the ball. He tries to come away from the two or three Clarenbridge men. He kicks the ball forward off towards Gerard Kelly. Gerard Kelly is on the ball wearing 18. He spins off the left-hand side. He goes for the equalising score. Gerard Kelly high in towards the goals. It's the first wide, but good defensive play by Clarenbridge, it must be said. They hunted in packs there as Darren Duggan was coming down the field, sir.
Yeah, TJ Brennan was from centre forward. Made it very difficult getting back there, getting loads of bodies back, slowed down the attack. When it was recycled back, it was going to be a very difficult shot by Gerard Kelly. I think they got it in the end up. Niall and ended up tailing up wide. He put it high in the air.
Aaron Bindon takes the puck out. Had a good shot at him before the game started. He gets it out towards Patrick Foley. Patrick Foley gets the ball forward in towards the full back line, but it's a chance. That's a free out surely, and Mark Kennedy just got away with a free there, I'd say, and the ball goes in towards Keane Salmon is on the ball. Keane Salmon gets away from his man. He's bearing down on goal. There's three or four Tommy Larkins men in front of him. He tries to hand pass the ball forward. He's thrown it though, and it's going to be a free out, and the free out is to the men of Tommy Larkins. Probably Mark Kennedy may have got away with just a little slap as that ball came in prior to that, but it's a free out, sir, to the Tommy Larkins men, and there's a lot of stuff going on here now.
Mark Kindy is after breaking, or Kindy the corner forward is after breaking the hurl of a Tommy Larkin's man.
And Evan Ireland has a piece of a hurl as well. Mark Kennedy's hurl is broken as well, obviously, as we can see there. But it's going to be a free out all the same. Yeah. And is he calling over Mark Kennedy?
Yeah, and Kindy he's pleading that his hurl was broken as well. His hurl is broken, whether it was broken in the challenge or someone broke it, or was he just in payback? But both players had lost their hurls, ended up in two hurls being broken. And Paul Fahey, the referee, is looking like he's booking Mark Kindy as a result.
There's no love lost in the early stages, Cyril, between the teams. This game is Mark Kennedy picks up the yellow.
Is there a punishment for breaking someone else's hurl line? I never tried it. Well, not intentionally anyway. But he's picked up a booking as a result. Oh yeah, linesman is talking to the fullback as well.
Cahill Toohey is going in. It looks as if he's going to pick up one as well, I'd say. So a yellow card in the early stages of this game, but 4 minutes gone, and of course these teams played last year in the quarter final as well. Clarenbridge got over that game and one of them went through obviously to the county final, but we just need a small bit of hurling, and as we said, you just hope someone doesn't do anything silly here in these early stages, sir.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you're hoping, that a referee can take control of it without putting a player off the field. Obviously, what happened before the warm-up or during the warm-up did not help in the situation.
Yeah, 4 minutes gone here. That ball goes long in towards the Tommy Larker's attack as Shane Ryan tries to pick it up for Clarenbridge. He's under serious pressure there. There's players on both sides now battling for possession. The ball breaks out towards Sean Kilduff. He's another man who's had a fine campaign. Gets the ball off to Gavin Lee. He got 3 points last time out. Gavin Lee looks across the field and he picks out a pass to Michael Daly. And Michael Daly goes long for Clarenbridge in towards the full forward line where Mark Kennedy and Keane Salmon are. The ball goes long. It's superbly taken out of the air by Cahill Toohey, the man who picked up the yellow card. He flicks the ball back towards Aina Murphy. Just about gets Aina Murphy. And Aina Murphy, of course, who was in Dublin last night in the convention centre. And I'm sure he's be delighted to get nominated for an All-Star, obviously. But he takes the free out here and he takes it quickly. He goes long down towards this side of the field. 1 point to no score as the ball breaks away from Ronan Murphy. Ronan Murphy's on the ball. He tries to get past his man. And Ronan Murphy's adjudged to a foul, Lushin Salmon there. And that's going to be a free out. And the free out is to Clarenbridge. Yeah. 1 minute, 1 point to no score. 5 minutes gone. I can see a couple of young lads jumping the wall over on the far side of the field, something sir we probably did as young as ourselves.
Not a bother at all if you have to save a fiver or a tenner to a harm.
Yeah, there's three of them coming in there, three guilty young men, whoever they are. But anyway, we'll continue with the play, and the play is going to be taken with a free out, and Aaron Bindon is the man who's going to take the free out for Clarenbridge. Vastly experienced goalkeeper Aaron Bindon, of course, has been in goal for Clarenbridge for a good number of years now as he gets ready to take this free out. The stakes are high, of course. The winners will be through to the Senior Hurling Championship semi-final in Galway as Aaron Bindon takes that free. He goes long in towards TJ Brennan. Brennan puts up the right hand and takes the ball out of the air. TJ Brennan's played the ball across the field to Michael Daly. Daly's going to go from the score from the sideline. It should be the goalkeeper's ball though, and it is Aina Murphy's ball, and he confidently takes it out and he makes himself out towards the 21 metre line, and eventually he goes along with that ball in towards Ronan and the brothers inside the full forward line. The ball is going to break though. Who's it going to break to? It's going to break towards the Conor Gardner in there. He's trying to pick it up, but it's well picked up by Christy Brannan, and Bannon comes away from the corner back position, gets the ball out to Sean Kilduff, took a lot of steps there, gets away with them, and eventually he clears the ball down the field, or doesn't. He's following forward. He decides to hand pass that ball off towards Gavin Lee. Gavin Lee now will go down it for Clarenbridge. Gavin Lee tries to go one way, decides he's going to go up the left hand side, and gets the ball forward in towards TJ Brennan. Brennan and his immediate marker, that's the man wearing number 12, that's Conor Hanley, looking for possession there. It's won by TJ Brennan. He decides to go across the field to Mark Kennedy in space. Beautiful ball into Mark Kennedy. He's had a superb championship campaign. He puts it over the bar. That's a second score for Clarenbridge. Good score by Mark Kennedy. 2 points to no score.
Oh, that's as good quality as see for the time of the year. A long ball that landed down into the D or into the D area. Tommy Larkin, similar off to this long puck out. They recycled it, worked it up the pitch with Kilduff. Got an overlap, a hand pass, great pass inside by Lee. Two passes, TJ Brennan and Mark Indian, led to a great score.
Colin Flynn is on the ball, of course, schoolmate of your own, Cyril. He's on the ball and he's going to go for a score from out on the left hand side, off his left hand side. Is this the first score for Tommy Larkins?
Yeah.
It is the first score for Tommy Larkins. Colin Flynn is the man who puts it over the bar, and he's had a good campaign as well for his side, Tommy Larkins. Good score, a score they needed, Cyril, in the fact that they'd gone 7 minutes without a score, and they're playing with that wind advantage. It's their first score of the day.
Yeah, he was pushed very wide. He came down the middle initially and he was pushed wide, and he hit it veering very well towards the sideline off his left hand side. It hit high into the air as well because he was on his back foot, and a very well taken score.
Clarenbridge win the puck out, they win short with it. It's with Conor Lee. He gets it back to Shane Ryan. Shane Ryan comes in off his right hand side and decides to go up towards Gavin Lee. Good touch by Gavin Lee, the Galway senior panelist, of course. He tries to get away from his man. He does get away from his man. Gavin Lee soloing forward now. Gavin Lee's going to go for a score. It'll be a lovely score if he puts it over the bar. Jeez. And Gavin Lee puts it over the bar. What a beautiful score by Gavin Lee. I could hear you here beside me, sir. That was a beautiful score. Beautiful touch first off.
Yeah.
He made the space and he moved away from the wing back pretty quickly, and a beautiful score, 3 points to one.
You had said, Niall, it was a good first touch. To me, it was an outrageous first touch, the way he controlled it in the conditions, brought it back on the hurl and put it off the hurl over the bar. Some score.
Brilliantly taken by Conor Gardner. He's fouled there, and that's going to be a frame. Now, if my memory serves me correct, I remember we were commentating on this game last year where Tommy Larkins had a lot of goals early on in that particular game last year. I think Ronan Murphy and Gardner, they went long a lot of the time. They're doing the same thing win today. Conor Gardner winning that ball out of the air. He's perched himself in at full forward. We saw him in an earlier round, Cyril, against Crawford, where he was outstanding in the wing forward position. He's a big, powerful man. Caught that ball well, and a chance here possibly for Jason Flynn.
Yeah, and they'll probably mix it between three of them. Ronan Murphy done a few minutes in there already. Jason Flynn will probably go in there at some stage. It depends what they'll need at various times. But Gardner is the best of the three of them, I suppose, for winning his own primary possession, like what we've seen there. Caught the puck out and was pulled down. Similar enough to the super catch we've seen off from TJ Brennan 5 minutes before that.
Jason Flynn has pointed the free. It's 3 points to two. Quick puck out again, and there's a Tommy Larkin's man on the ground. Not sure what happened there, but it's picked up by Ronan Murphy. Ronan Murphy tries to pick the ball for his side. Conor Gardner's also in there, but Clarence Bridge have numbers back there, and it's picked up by Conor Lee. He goes back towards the full back, Phelan McCann. McCann off his left hand side gets the ball forward towards Gavin Lee. Gavin Lee lets the ball bounce this time, and he picks it up the second time, but good defending by the wing back there. That's Keane Daniels. Daniels tries to win it for Tommy Larkins. He's under pressure there. TJ Brennan, I think, or Patrick Foley's also in there, and Jason Flynn is in there. Flynn tries to win it. Bevan Nyland is also in it. There's a few players from both sides battling for possession as they try to come away with this possession. Jason Flynn is on the ground. He tries to pick the ball up. He's picked it up somehow, but he's picked it up illegally off the ground, and that's going to be a free out. And there's a fair bit of crowd interaction as well here, Stirling, in this game. It's on a knife edge in some sense. Yeah. Maybe there's a bit of tension in the air as well, and it's 3 points to two, 9.5 minutes gone.
Yeah, but I suppose both sets of voters that were in would have seen a bit of a fracas beforehand. There was plenty of shouting that time as well, and any time it develops into rook situations here, we get an uptake in noise, which is good. And I suppose both panels are, both clubs are very, very passionate. And as we said, repeat last year's quarter final, and Tommy Larkins will have looked to make up for that disappointment from last year.
Evan Nyland stands over the free. We know he's an extremely effective free taker. Has been brilliant for Clarenbridge in the last number of years. Goes long with that one in towards the goal. It's going to break towards Kennedy, and both of them pulling the ball. Mark Kennedy has the ball in his hand, though. He's got a push there, and eventually he tries to get the ball back. And the referee is going to throw the ball in, I think, here, because Mark Kennedy, I think, just couldn't get up there. He seems to have hurt his back. I think it's going to be a throw ball on the 20-meter line. Referee Paul Fahey goes in to take the shitter. He is going to throw it in between a member of from both sides as this ball is going to be thrown in. 3 points to two is picked up by Gavin Lee. Gavin Lee makes the space. Look for point number two here. A good save by the goalkeeper, and it's going to be a free and a foul on Gavin Lee. He had the advantage there. He went for the goal, but I suppose from a county perspective, obviously those was high enough for Aina Murphy to get across, but it just shows his confidence when he got half a glimmer of a goal chance. He went for it, Cyril. He's been fouled, though. It's a free in.
Yeah, and he wouldn't have known about the advantage. The referee was behind him as he rolled in towards the goal. He's about 22 yards out now. He did it very well, actually. It was towards the top corner, but Murphy, as we know, is a very top quality goalie, and did very well saving and spot back for Nyland's free.
Evan Nyland makes no mistake with the free. 4 points now to two in favour of Clarenbridge. Good score by Evan Nyland, his second of the day, both from the place ball. We've 11 minutes played here as Aina Murphy, the man who made that save from Gavin Lee, gets ready to take the puck out. He has gone long with a good number of them so far. Will he go long with this one? He goes to the far side of the field. He's looking for Jason Flynn. Flynn makes the run out to the field. Flynn tries to take the ball down, but he's under pressure, and eventually it's Patrick Foley who has it. Foley looks across the field to Gavin Lee, and Gavin Lee has been a pivotal performer in this game so far. He's gotten plenty of space as well, it must be said. Gavin Lee looks upfield, gets the ball in towards Keane Salmon. Salmon is out in front of his hand. A beautiful touch by Keane Salmon. He got a goal last time out. He's made the space to go for score, but he's blocked down superbly by the Tommy Larkin's man there, and the ball breaks into the path of the team captain, or the giant captain, I should say, Cathal Toohey. Cathal Toohey gets away with the ball, gets the ball across towards Conor Nevin. Nevin is under pressure there. He gets the ball out the field, and eventually it's recycled out to Owen Nevin, and Owen Nevin decides to go along with that ball in towards Conor Gardner. Gardner's out in front of his man. He goes past his man. Conor Gardner now trying to take on the Clarenbridge man there. That's Christy Bannon. He loses possession though, and it's picked up by Gavin Lee again. Gavin Lee gets the ball off towards his brother. His brother is Conor Lee. Conor Lee goes along with that one, and it's a high ball that's going to be won by the Tommy Larkin's man, Cathal Toohey there. Gets the ball out towards the middle of the field again, where Owen Nevin is on it. Owen Nevin is fouled there, and that's going to be a free out, and the free out is to Tommy Larkin's. But Gavin Lee has been in the game so far, Cyril. He's got onto a lot of ball. Obviously, he's got a point. He's been fouled for score as well, had a shot saved. He's a guy that looks to be on top form, and one that Tommy Larkin's will have to pick up, and you can't afford to give him the space that they're giving him so far in this game.
Yeah, and Keane Daniels is on at the minute, and I suppose he covers a lot of ground as well. He's going deep a number of times as well, but if Tommy Larkins are engaging in the sweeper, they just go man for man with him. He's getting a nice bit of space, especially when he goes back into his own, towards his own half back line. Murphy is going to have a crack at this, Aina Murphy, the goalie. He'll have the breeze at his back, and Clarenbridge will be slightly the happier. They're 4-2 in the score, but they'd even have more ball than that, Niall, and they're playing in a strong breeze as well, so they'll be delighted. It's now gone to 4-3. That ball goes over the bar.
Yeah.
But they've still done a lot of the earlier hurling, and be happy with the start.
Yeah, Aina Murphy points the free. We saw him score a point from play in the early stages of the championship as well. He'll be happy with that. 4 points to 3. That ball is poked long, and I suppose it shows the strength of the wind as well, that Aina Murphy had the distance there. The ball is won by Colin Flynn, and in the middle of the field. He's got a point from play, the only time he's meant to score from play so far. Gets the ball in towards Keane Duggan. He's an elusive player. Duggan tries to get inside his man. Young Keane Duggan has a runner inside him. He's got it off to Ronan Murphy. Ronan Murphy goes for score from out the play. That's a superb score by Ronan Murphy. It's gone over the bar. A brilliant score. We saw that Gavin Lee got a superb score for Clarenbridge in the early stages of the game, and that one was equally as effective. Ronan Murphy, good pass from Keane Duggan, and what a score, 4 points apiece.
Yeah, Keane Duggan has been impressive. He's a good few possessions already. Rolled into the tackle that time, looked like he was bottled up, spun out, but gave a lovely hand pass off a run on Ronan Murphy to put it over the bar.
The quick book out is taken again towards Conor Lee. Conor Lee goes far across the field looking for Patrick Foley, puts up the hand and he just shoves his man out of the way, showing his power there. Patrick Foley back in the Bridge jersey, goes for a score from out the field. Is this the chance to put them 5 points to four in front? It was, but he puts it wide. But just looking at the puck out strategies, Tommies have gone long with a good bit of their ones, but they're quite happy to let Aaron Bindon go short with the Clarenbridge ones here.
Yeah, they're playing in the breeze and they're trying to activate a sweeper mode as well, I'd say. So they have less numbers back there, Niall, and they're saying that they try and win it in this mid zone where we've seen here the multiple bodies back around this their own 65.
And one of those is Ronan Murphy. He goes back to Kevin McHugh. He'll go for a score, no doubt, from the centre half back position. Kevin McHugh looking for another point for Tommy Larkins, has driven it high in towards the goals. He has driven it over the bar. That's three in a row, I think, for Tommy Larkins. Out, good score by Kevin McHugh. And you can't give the likes, I suppose, Ronan Murphy, Kevin McHugh and these guys space. And Tommy's, they're very effective at getting their shooters on the ball, Cyril. I suppose maybe one or two of them maybe know their limitations as regards to striking, but they know that the likes of Jason Flynn, the likes of Ronan Murphy, Conor Gardner and Kevin McHugh, and these guys will be able to score and will take ball if they get a chance.
Yeah, and McHugh is dropped into a free roll there. They're after getting a turnover from a short puck out here to Jason Flynn. Just wide.
He'd be disappointed with that one, yeah. Jason, in fairness, that's the second wide for Tommy Larkins. It was a chance that Tommy Larkins just turning this crew somewhat. Yeah. They've got the last 3 points. Psychologically, that would have been a huge score as well from a turnover from a puck out, sir, but Jason a bit disappointed with that one.
Small bit disappointed. They're putting big pressure on Bindon, the goalie, Clarenbridge goalie, to hurry on to puck out. He's slowing it down last. Referee's getting a lot of pressure as a result of it, and he goes short again.
Yeah, he just goes short again to Christy Bannon. Bannon is on the ball for Clarenbridge. He decides to hit that up towards Akeen Salmon. Salmon puts up the hand, and Salmon has the ball in his hand. He's a powerful man, Salmon. He's on an advantage here. Sean Kilduff is running off the shoulder, but Salmon is still going forward now. Still Keane Salmon going forward. The advantage is over, and it's won by Tommy Larkins, and eventually they'll be happy with that one. Cahill Toohey to get the ball out towards Darren Duggan. Duggan comes inside his man. He's got Toohey on the run again. Cahill Toohey gets just a little tip on the head there, and that's going to be a free out. And there's huge involvement from the people here. Obviously they were shouting and roaring at Aaron Bindon to get the puck out, and I suppose the Tommy's men, the people from Tommy Larkins, are probably riled a bit by what happened before the match, Cyril, as well.
Yeah.
But they were going through their warm up when the Clarenbridge men interrupted us, so to speak. Yeah. And
it definitely put the crowd levels up, Niall, no doubt about it. Clarenbridge are unfortunate enough there that Keane Salmon had won the free. The arm was out on the referee, and he would bear down on goal and offloaded a pass, but the hand had come down again, so that I think it's 5 seconds roughly thereabout. They'd lost the advantage prior to him losing the ball, and it's kind of like communication at that stage. If you see that you have an advantage, do you want to take a free shot at goal? Nyland would have been a very high possibility of putting that over,
and Aina Murphy takes the free again. He puts it over the bar. 6 points to four now, and four in a row for Tommy Larkins. Two frees now for Aina Murphy, and he'll be happy with his contribution so far. He's a beautiful striker of the ball. 6 points to four, Tommy Larkins lead. They've got four in a row, 16 and a half minutes played. That ball goes short again out towards Shane Bannon. He had to stretch to catch that one. He did catch it, and eventually he drives it long in towards Mark Kennedy. Kennedy and Toohey batting possession. The ball breaks off them into the path of the man wearing number 12. That's that's surely a free out, yeah. Isn't it? It is a free Kennedy. Out there. A foul on Conor Hickey there.
Yeah,
he's Conor Hanley, I should say. Just Mark Kennedy has a yellow card. He just needs to be small bit careful there.
Just needs to be careful. It's nowhere near a second book, and it is a free all right, but it's another tick along by his name. And you just wonder the breaking of the hurl come back to haunt him at a later stage in the game. But the Tommy Larkins giant captain, Cahill Toohey, is on the same yellow card. He's on from the same similar incident. So this is an area where Aina Murphy has pinted already. He's pinted behind his own 45. That'll tell you the strength of the breeze. Obviously, he's a huge strike at the ball, but he's hit the first two very cleanly, and it'll be a huge thing for him to get three in a row.
Yeah, 17 minutes played as Aina Murphy takes the free. He's got 2 points so far from the long-range freeze. That's a high long ball in towards the goals. A dangerous one, superbly taken by Shane Ryan there, because it was dropping just under the crossbar, and Shane Ryan did really well to clear the ball out the field under pressure. It goes out towards TJ Brennan. He's now out in the... he finds himself back towards the half. Backline, he's fouled. The referee gives him the advantage again, and that's going to be free out. But in fairness to Shane Ryan, Cyril, he did really well, because that ball was just launched into a dangerous position. If he wasn't strong enough to hold on to the possession, it could have ended up in the net, but he did really, really well. A free out and a chance here for Clarenbridge to get on the attack again.
Yeah, he was going backwards as well, and I actually thought Bindon was going to come and take it. He reversed into his or stepped backwards into the penalty area or into the 6 yard area in order to catch it. TJ Rennan looks like
he's just have overcarried. He looked to be fouled as well as he was going on, but it's a free out, and Aina Murphy, will he come from the goals again? He was interested, but I think he's staying where he is. Jason Flynn is interested in this one. It's out near the sideline. McHugh goes also over there, and Jason Flynn's coming from a long, long way back to take this free, but of course there's a big wind advantage in favour of Tommy Larkins in this first half, and I suppose with 18 minutes played here, I think it was 4-1 or 4-2 at one stage, points to 2. They've got the last three scores out there, the last 4 points in this particular game, to go 6-4 in front. Obviously, the wind advantage is huge, and if you have it, sir, you just want to be putting a few points on the board. Is it a 5 or 6 point lead, would you think, in this game?
And Murphy had hit the two frees out from inside the 45. This is just outside of their deemed Jason Flynn to take it. Murphy's last free was just short. This will have the legs, whether it'll have the...
Definitely has the legs. I think it has the accuracy too, because Jason Flynn is happy with that one. What a score by Jason Flynn. It's his second score from a free. He was virtually on the sideline. He was between the 65 and the 45 metre line, and he just nonchalantly took a strike, and it had serious air, and it went straight over the bar. 7 points to 4, 5 in a row now for Tommy Larkins. And as we see that Clarenbridge are going to take the puck out, they're being forced, I think, to go along with this one, I think, and Aaron Bindon is forced to go along with this one. He goes to the far side of the field looking for TJ Brennan. He put up that right paw, the ball breaks though into the path of Keane Duggan. He can't hold on to it, and Michael Daly picks it up. Michael Daly is on the ball now for Clarenbridge. He surveys his options before hand passing the ball back to Shane Ryan. Shane Ryan coming forward, gets a shoulder there from Jason Flynn. A bunch of the ball is flicked forward towards Gavin Lee. Gavin Lee tries to pick it up, but Tommy Larkins have numbers there, and one of those Tommy Larkins is the man wearing number 13, David Hickey. He decides to go back the field towards Conor Nevin. Conor Nevin is on the ball, gets it off to Kevin McHugh. McHugh goes long in towards Conor Gardner. Gardner goes up with that ball, just gets an appropriate push just at the right time. He has no hurl though. He has got Ronan Murphy in space if he can pick him. He does pick out Ronan Murphy. Ronan Murphy's on the ball. Ronan Murphy comes inside his man. He tries to take on his man. Ronan Murphy's hooked superbly there by Fela McCann. Oh. He's still going forward. It's a free in though, and it's a chance here for Tommy Larkins to stretch the lead. And we can hear the Tommy Larkins crew getting behind their team. Cyril, they're happy the way things are going so far. The Clarenbridge men, Aaron Bindon, coming out protesting there. It's going to be brought in front of the goals now. It's a 20 metre free in front of the goals. This is going to be 8 points to 4, and from a Clarenbridge perspective, obviously they just need to calm it down a bit, get a score, and obviously from a Tommy Larkins perspective, they just need to keep doing what they're doing at the moment.
Yeah, and I suppose their argument is Jason Flynn hit a big hit on Shane Ryan here in the middle of the field. Looked like it was possibly a touch towards the back rather than shoulder to shoulder, and by the action of Paul Fahey, the referee down here, he was saying that that's something similar was in the back. Bindon came out of goal roaring, pleading. It was the exact same where he was pinting the area in the field where the free I was talking about. Free is brought in and won't make much of a difference. I don't think Jason Flynn will go low on this. He'll like to put his team 8 points to 4. Maybe I'm wrong, I'm not too sure. But Gardner's causing a bit of a threat inside there, and if he gets enough of that 1v1, they were trying to play him from the front. Bannon was trying to play, or Christy Bannon was trying to play him from the front. He wheeled him behind him, and it was the cause of making the score.
Yeah, the chance here is the free for 21 minutes played. Jason Flynn stands over the free. 7 points for Tommy Larkins, 4 points for Clarenbridge, 21 minutes played. Is he going to go low here? Really happy just to tap this over the bar. I think they're...
He had a quick look back to his own dugout as well.
There's a Clarenbridge man still receiving attention here. It's the man wearing number 4. The helmet is off. That's Oisin Salmon. And as you said, Jason Flynn had a quick look towards the dugout. Would he be interested in going low? He probably should tap it over the bar, you think, just to keep Tommy Larkins ticking over. They've got the last 5 points. This would be 6 in a row. Oisin Salmon seems to be okay, but it's a free to Jason Flynn and to Tommy Larkins. He stands over it. He's ready to take this one now. 22 minutes played here, 3 between them. Would this either extend it to 3 or to 4 or possibly even 6? He decides to put it over the bar. He makes no mistake. That's 3 points now for Jason Flynn, and they have gone 8 points to 4 up. They've got the last 6 scores, Cyril, and they're dominating so in this particular juncture in the game.
Yeah, but Niall, it's a big breeze, and there's possibility of more than 4 points in it, so there's 9 minutes to half time. Tommy Larkins would be just trying to get a big push and get as much on the scoreboard, because they will be giving up scores definitely with that breeze in the second half.
They have won the puck out. It's Colin Flynn who has it. He tries to come away from his man. He's fouled there, and that's going to be a free out, and Jason Flynn is in the vicinity. Is he? He's not. He's in the full forward. He's going to come all the way out from the the full forward line to take the free. His confidence is up after the last one. He's Kevin McHugh has the shitter. Would they be interested in going short here? Jason Finney's just sneaking out here. There's nobody picking him up. If they were, they're not going to go short. They're just going to take it from the position it's in. And Jason Finney's going to come all the way. He'll definitely have the distance. Will he have the accuracy? They have got. He's got three frees. Ian Murphy's got two frees. So of their 8 points, they have got five frees. So possibly a bit of ill discipline creeping into the Clarenbridge play.
Yeah, a small bit of frustration, and they haven't got to grip on their own puck outs, whether it's been short or whether it's pucked out in that mid zone. And it's unusual enough now. We see he stood into the last free, or he stood back from the last free, Jason Flynn, from the same area over near the sideline. He's standing over this one directly over it, so a small bit of a different free taking style.
Yeah, Jason Flynn takes the free. He's got the distance. Has he got the accuracy? It's high in towards the goal. This one is going to go wide, though. That's wide number three for Tommy Narkins. I think the Bridge have struck two, have there, one wide for Clarenbridge so far in this particular game, as Jarrett Nyland tries to encourage his men here from the sideline. 8 points to four, but there is a Cyril said a big wind here favouring Tommy Larkins in the first half. 23 and a half minutes played. That ball is pucked out towards the centre half forward position. They're going to break in towards the path of the Tommy Larkins man, and eventually Larkins have it with Nevin. Nevin gets the ball off towards Kevin McHugh. McHugh goes soloing forward now. Kevin McHugh goes through the heart of the Clarenbridge defence. Kevin McHugh still going forward. He plays a beautiful pass to Jason Flynn. This will be the score of the championship. He puts it over the bar. What a beautiful score by Jason Flynn. But what a pass into the path of him by Conor Gardner, a reverse pass as he was going by Kevin McHugh, I should say. A beautiful score. He took on the leadership, went up the field, laid it off to Flynn. What a beautiful score.
Yeah, he had all his catches taken. It looked like he was running into cul-de-sac of two Clarenbridge players. Jason Flynn had creeped out the back, and just a reverse pass popped straight back into him. It was over the bar as quick as Anthony Knight. He hardly put it in his hand. Jason Flynn just popped it straight over and put it over the bar. Oh, a very high quality score.
Yeah, beautiful score by Jason Flynn. Of course, it was a brilliant pass, but Flynn still had to catch the ball because he was right beside him. But a brilliant score, 9 points to four, and the confidence is up from the Tommy's men. It was 4 points to two in the early stages of this game in favour of Clarenbridge. It's now 9 points to four. It was 4-2 after I think it was about 11 minutes. Since then, it's been all Tommy Larkins from a scoring perspective. That ball goes long in towards goals. It's won by Ronan Murphy high. Ronan Murphy over the bar, a second score by Ronan Murphy, and that stretches his side 10 points to four in front. Six between them. That's a good lead now, Cyril, as we come up towards the 25th minute of the game.
Yeah, two win for it, and it just popped out of someone's hand, possibly out of a Clarenbridge hand, fell into Ronan Murphy's chest there, and on the spin pot is straight over the bar, high and over the bar. Salmon again with the short puck out
to Oisin Salmon. He goes long with it now, though. Have Tommy's left the numbers back there. Evan Ireland is running for possession here for Clarenbridge. He won't get there though, because he's under pressure from a number of Tommy Larkin's men. Gavin Lee is also helping out there from a Clarenbridge perspective, but it's Tommy's who have it. It's Darren Duggan who has it, and Darren Duggan coming out from the cornerback position. He's blocked down superbly. Though there's a bit of after off the ball stuff going off there between a player on both sides, and eventually that ball is cleared down the field up towards Keane Duggan, the small man going up against Shane Ryan. But Keane Duggan does superbly well. He has the ball in his hand. Psychologically, this will be a huge score. Keane Duggan high. Oh, what a score by Keane Duggan. He puts it over the bar, and he just put that one over the bar. There's more stuff going on off the ball. 11 points to 4, and Tommy Larkin's lead by 7 points. Great score, Cyril, by Keane Duggan, but something else has happened off the ball here as well.
Yeah, Shane Ryan possibly going to pick up a book, and his protection after the ball went over the bar. He was charged at by one of the Tommy Larkin's players. I'm not too sure was it Keane Duggan or another player, possibly Keane Duggan, yeah. And he flung him to the ground, and referee Paul Fahy would have seen a good eye in it. He had a good view of it. See, will he take action to one or both players? Still a bit of nitty gritty after. We're actually seeing a bit of good quality hurling. Tommy Larkin's would be delighted. 11 points to 4. This has slowed down things again. 4 points to half time. Tommy Larkin's are very systematic, Niall. They know exactly what they're doing. The problem with being systematic is, can teams build on what they're doing? Can they? No action taken there on either side, I don't think. By the looks of it, doesn't look like he's been taking any action. He's the book out. But, I think it's marking the score. He is.
Yeah, it's 11 points to 4. But what happened before the match, sir? Has it affected the team? To see, we saw the minute it happened, when it ended, Tommy Larkins went into a huddle straight away. Clarenbridge went into their own warm up. And has this galvanised maybe somewhat the Tommy Larkins men, the way they were playing so far?
Well, from what I've seen, both teams when they started the warm up were very vocal after the incident. Both teams would have been well revved up. We see the crowd well revved up, but Tommy Larkins are getting seem to have got the better of it so far. But it's a long game yet, Niall.
Yeah, it's a long way to go yet, and there's more stuff happening off the ball on the far side of the field. As Colin Flynn just hand passed the ball off towards Gerald Kelly himself, and TJ Brennan got involved, or Patrick Foley, I think it was, got involved in something that happened as well. But just hope it doesn't boil over as this game goes on. 11 points to 4, 27 minutes played here. Clarenbridge were 4 points to 2 up, as we said, on 11 minutes. But since then, it's been all Tommy Larkins from a scoring perspective. What a beautiful ball across the field to Patrick Foley. That's a score for Patrick Foley. That's a great score. A score that Clarenbridge needed. But what a pass. I think it was at Mark Kennedy that sprayed the ball across the field.
Mark Kennedy.
What a beautiful pass to Patrick Foley. A score they needed. 11 points to 5.
Yeah, that's their first score in 16 minutes, I think, Niall. So they needed that.
The ball is won by Shane Bannon. He's on the ball. He hand passed the ball back towards Shane Ryan. Shane Ryan is in space now. Shane Ryan goes long with that one, looking towards Sean Kilduff. Kilduff will put up the hand. Is won by Colin Flynn, though. Colin Flynn gets the ball off to the man wearing number 18 for Tommy Larkins, as that ball is going forward. A chance here for Clarenbridge again, but this one goes wide, and that's wide number two now for Clarenbridge. They'll be disappointed with that one.
Yeah, Kennedy had a great shot of goal. He won his own turnover. He was involved in the last score there as well. He'd be a bit disappointed with that shot of goal.
Tommy's come on the attack again. That ball finds its way towards Keane Duggan. He comes inside his man. Keane Duggan makes the space. Keane Duggan is going forward now for Tommy Larkins, looking for point number two. He's caught around the neck. Keane Duggan with a shot is blocked down, and the referee says play on, and eventually it's going to be picked up by Oisin Salmon. There could have been a couple of frees there. Keane Duggan probably took a few too many steps, but he was also pulled back. It's picked up by Jason Finn, who has it. It is Jason Finn who has it. Jason Finn for Tommy Larkins comes out the feed towards Ronan Murphy with the ball. It just goes over his head. It's picked up by Patrick Foley. Foley hand passed the ball off to Gavin Lee. Gavin Lee now has been under pressure there from Ronan Murphy. Ronan Murphy trying to put pressure on Gavin Lee. Gavin Lee still going forward for Clarenbridge. Gavin Lee is on the ball. Gavin Lee hand passed the ball across the field towards Kilduff, but it's intercepted superbly by Darren Duggan. Duggan gets the ball back to Kevin McHugo. McHugo looks upfield and he decides to go long, but there's no Tommy Larkins man there. There should be a Clarenbridge man there. Patrick Foley's there, but Keane Duggan is coming out as well. Beautifully touched by Keane Duggan. He's got Jason Flynn inside him. Keane Duggan off his right hand side. Keane Duggan high in towards the goals. Keane Duggan puts it over the bar. What a beautiful score by Keane Duggan. And I'd say Cyril is an 18-year-old player. He's still underage for the old minor system, as they'd say. But he's got 2 points today. He's enjoying himself, I'd say, out there. Yeah. Two great scores.
He's out on his feet, is what he is, Niall. He was involved in the last attack, created the goal chance. Felt he might have taken his pint before he brought it into the second challenge. He got turned over in the second challenge, which I thought he was possibly fouled in, and he reset himself when Clarenbridge broke down the field and got to overturned, came back down, came over this side of the field, won the ball beautifully, and with two players on him, popped it over the bar, Foley and his marker at the time.
The puck out is taken. There's going to be 3 minutes additional time. It's at 12 points to 5 as that ball goes long. Keane Duggan with that second point. His brother Darren kicks the ball forward out towards the middle of the field, towards Ronan Murphy. Ronan Murphy probably didn't expect it. It's won by Patrick Foley. Players again battling for possession, and Murphy has it for Tommy Larkins. Ronan Murphy trying to get away with his man. He does get away with his man. He's stripped, and that's going to be a free. And a chance here for Tommy Larkins to stretch the lead here. There are 12 points to 5 in front. There's 7 points between the sides. And the next few minutes, there's 3 minutes of additional time. The next few minutes, sir, coming up to half time, are crucial from both sides' perspective, in the sense that Clarenbridge won't want to go further behind, but Tommy Larkins will try to extend that lead further out.
Yeah, and the key is we don't know how much of a breeze that is. Like, Clarenbridge have the ability, they've hit high score, and even in games they've lost this year, they've hit big scores on wet days already. So they have the ability to knock up a big score with that breeze in the second half. So Tommy Larkins will be well aware of that. Free chance with Jason Flynn. He's getting a small bit of treatment to the helmet and cleaning the schlitzer as well. But if I was him, I'd be pushing on, trying to get another score on the board or two, and try and get a fix on things before half time.
Yeah, we see the Clarenbridge manager, Jarrett Nyland, has gone away all the way across the field. He's on the 45 metre line. He's going across to say something, I think, to Keane Salmon there as well, and possibly Michael Daly just before half time. Maybe the puck out could be going down their wing or something like that. But anyway, it's Jason Flynn with the free. Jason Flynn high in towards the goals, and Jason Flynn puts it wide. He'll be disappointed. Four wides there for Tommy Larkin, two for Clarenbridge. There's still 7 points between them, as that puck out has gone short again towards Shane Bannon. Shane Bannon is on the ball now for Clarenbridge. Shane Bannon looks upfield, goes down with that one, looking for Evan Nyland. Nyland and Kennedy battling for the ball. Breaks though into the path of Kevin McHugo, who's sweeping effectively for Tommy Larkins. He hand passes the ball off to Cahill Toohey. Toohey tries to get the ball forward. He does get it forward, and McHugo still goes forward with it. Kevin McHugo gets the ball in towards the man wearing number 13. That's David Hickey. David Hickey has got a runner beside him. That's Conor Gardner. It was a poor pass though. He tried to get it off though to Hickey, to Gardner. Didn't work out. It's intercepted superbly by Conor Lee. Conor Lee tries to get away from his man. He does so for Clarenbridge, and Conor Lee goes down with that ball in towards Mark Kennedy. He's all on his own. He has to win it on his own because there's nobody in support. There isn't one in support now. That's That's Sean Kilduff. Good touch by Sean Kilduff. He comes inside his man, gets the ball back towards Gavin Lee, going for point number three. Gavin Lee high across the goals, but this one is going to go wide, and that's another wide for Clarenbridge. Three for them, and Gavin Lee puts it wide. But they're being under serious pressure from this Tommy Larkin's team in this first half. 12 points to 5, 7 between them. Almost 32 minutes played here. We've 1 minute of the additional time left as we come up towards half time. Aina Murphy just takes his time with this puck out. He goes into the goals. Is he going to change in the shitter? He is going to change the shitter. He has one in his hand. He's changing the hurl as well as he gets ready to take it. As we see, there's a man down injured. Yeah. That's Cathal Toohey. And Cathal Toohey is the giant captain. And in fairness to Toohey himself and Mark Kennedy, they're having a fair old battle out there, aren't they?
Oh, a big battle, yeah. And good to see, and contested very keenly by both them. And Kennedy has been busy as well. He's been in possession. He was in possession there to offload to Gavin Lee. Evan Ireland has gone into the two-man full forward line with him inside him, and Keane Salmon out in the half forward line at the minute.
Puckout is taken, it goes long, it's found its way towards Jason Finn. Jason Finn takes on his man, he's got a man inside. That's Ronan Murphy. Ronan Murphy's on the 20 metre line. Ronan Murphy just stood to hit it and superbly intercepted there by, I think it was Phelan McCann that was in. It was Oisín Salmon actually, and Ronan Murphy stood there as he was about to pull the trigger, and eventually it's going to be a free out. He probably should have taken the step. If he had, he was straight through on goal. And that could be a regret that Tommy Larkins will have.
Yeah, he could have kept bringing it, Niall. He was running and was drifted out in front of him when he caught it. He should have kept going in the goal direction. He was very close to being into the penalty area. If you landed in a solo run into the penalty area like that, you were going to ask an awful lot of questions of the Clarenbridge full back line. And very well, Oisín Salmon did very well to get the hook in.
This battle for possession is won by Evan Ireland on the far side of the field. Evan has made the space to go for a score from the side, and Evan Ireland across the goals. Has he got the distance? He has, but he doesn't have the accuracy, and that one goes wide. Four wides apiece, as the referee, I think, is going to call for half time. He is going to call for half time, and while they might be level at 4 points apiece, they're not level on the scoreboard. It's 12 points to 5 at half time. Tommy Larkins, with that wind in the first half, they were 4 points to 2 down on 11 minutes, but since then they have outscored their opponents by 8 points to 1 in the closing 20 minutes of that half. The lead Cyril 12 points to 5 at half time. They'll be happy enough to have gone that 7 points to the good, and there is, for listeners at home or viewers at home, there is a strong wind here.
Yeah, it's a considerable lead by them, and especially the way they lay out, they'll feel they'll be in a great position at half time. They'll definitely be playing a sweeper in the second half, but they're suitable to playing that, and they're well suited to that. And I think they'll be a small bit better than Clarenbridge running the ball up the field, Niall, in regards getting to more scoring opportunities. Clarenbridge really struggled once they went short of the puck out for the long pucks in the second ball, what they were doing with that, and were set for a right good second half, because Clarenbridge have the ability to put up big scores.
Yeah, Clarenbridge have the wind in the second half, but it's Tommy Larkins who had it in the first half. They made use of it. They lead by 7 at half time. It's Tommy Larkins 12 points, Clarenbridge 5 points in the first of the Galway Senior Hurling Championship quarterfinals.
Live match broadcasts in association with Supermax. On the road this weekend, we'd love to see you in the Galway Plaza, the N17 Plaza in Tuam, or the newly opened Loughrea Service Station, Athenry Road, Loughrea.
Very welcome back here to Kenny Park and Athenry for the Galway Senior Hurling Championship quarter final. The Tommy Larkins team are out on the field. We're waiting for Clarenbridge to come out, but it's a 12 points to 5 at half time, Cyril. And I suppose Tommy Larkins will be happy with the way things are going so far. But as we said, this particular game here obviously is dominated by the wind, so to speak, in that first half. Tommy Larkins had big wind advantage. They played really, really well, but they had that big wind advantage in that first half.
Yeah, absolutely, Niall. And we're probably lucky enough that the rain has stayed away. We got a lot of rain in the morning time. Those numerous people on the pitch maintenance crew were out there at half time just trying to push the sod back down in places and that. But breeze is very strong. It's making it difficult for that. And Tommy Larkins are going to be playing right into it in the second half, down towards the scoreboard end. And it's how they deal with that and move the ball relevant to that. The two shots just before the end of the first half, one from Nyland on the far side of the field and one from Gavin Lee on this side of the field, both tail late on with a big effect from the breeze, pushed it off wide. And they'll just need to be aware of that, Tommy Larkins, when they're shooting into that in the second half.
I see Conor Gardner looks to be in the full forward line as well. Obviously that's where he finished where he started the first half. It'll be interesting to see what context Tommy Larkins will do here with regard to the game in the second half against that win. But Clarenbridge are out, and I suppose from a Clarenbridge perspective, got to the county final last year, Cyril. This is a big half for them now in the context of this championship.
Yeah, and they would have been disappointed how their group stages would have finished up with the last to the county champions, or the five in a row, St Thomas's. They were 10 points up in that game, so their confidence would have taken a bit of a dint, and it's a big test for them now in the second half here. Have they got an answer? Have they got the learnings over the last 12 months to get themselves back into the county semi-final and county final?
Yeah, there's a change on the Clarenbridge team as well. It looks as if Niall Armstrong might be coming in at corner forward in place of Michael Daly. He's the man that's gone off for Clarenbridge at half-time, as Niall Armstrong is in wearing number 15. Michael Daly gone off the Clarenbridge team, as Paul Fahey and his linesman, just Conor Quinlan, having a word here. Tommy Larkin's just one man in the full forward line at the moment. Will they try and win this throw-in? They don't win it, though. It's won by Sean Kilduff. Kilduff is on the ball now for Clarenbridge, going away from his man. That's Jason Finney's foul there, and that's going to be a free and a chance here for Clarenbridge straight away for Mevan Ireland to reduce the deficit to 6 points. And I suppose, sir, the early minutes of this game are vital, as we see Michael Daly coming off the pitch. Not sure is it an injury that's picked up by Michael Daly, but he's one of the physical players that Clarenbridge have. He'll be a loss in this game.
Yeah, he picked up a few knocks during the year, and Niall missed a bit of game time as well. Ireland, this will be a good start to second half for Clarenbridge. Ireland just outside the 45 to hit this free. Strong breeze behind him once he just controls that and puts it in the right place. The breeze shouldn't have much of an effect on him.
Yeah, Evan Ireland stands over the free. He's already pointed on two occasions from the place ball in the first half. This is a chance for the opening score of the second half. Evan Ireland makes no mistake. He puts it over the bar. That's a score for Clarenbridge. It's 12 points now to 6, and it's a score they needed. Evan Ireland is the man who puts it over the bar. It's his third score of the day, all from the place ball. 12 points to 6. Aina Murphy will take the puck out. Be interesting to see what Aina will do here. He went long with a lot in the first half. Will he go short to Darren Duggan, or will he decide to go long himself? He decides he's going to go long. He goes to this side of the field, and it's going to be won by Conor Gardner. Gardner comes out, but it's won by the twin brother. That's Ronan Murphy. Ronan Murphy is on the ball. Ronan Murphy appealing for a free. Didn't get it. He's on the ball there. Ronan Murphy takes the ball forward, and eventually he clears it in towards the full forward line, where there's Clarenbridge have numbers back there, but the ball is dropped by Shane Ryan, and it's picked up by David Hickey. Hickey has the ball, sprays the ball across the field looking for Colin Flynn, but good play there by Sean Kilduff. He gets just pushed in the back there, and that's going to be a free out, and the free out is to Clarenbridge. But the early stage this second half, as we said, Sirler, vital in this championship, as Evan Ireland was half interested in coming back. He is interested in coming back to take this free for his side.
Yeah, he's a huge distance out night. He's literally... Oh,
they went quick there. The ball didn't go the distance at all. And we've got to have a look at that. As that ball goes long in towards the goals, it didn't go the distance. He took the quick free. And a terrible mistake by the Clarenbridge man there. Evan Ireland looked to be coming back to take the free. And it was taken way too short by Conor Lee, I think it was. And he flicked it away. And I won't say a schoolboy error, but an error at this level of the game.
I think it needs to... Is it 13 metres or 13 yards, Niall? Something like that. It was far too short. He lifted it and scooped it in Ireland. What Ireland should have done is pretend that wasn't part of the play at all. He went to play the ball and was brought back for a throw-in.
Yeah, the ball is thrown in. So from what was a possible scorable position for Tom Clarenbridge, is won by Tommy Larkins, and they come on the attack, and Tommy Larkins' own Nevin is on the ball. He loses position. Conor Gardner tries to pick it up. There's players from both sides over on the far side of the field battling away, and Christy Bannon has it, and Bannon comes away from the cornerback position for Clarenbridge. He's under pressure there from Ronan Murphy. He's blocked down by Ronan Murphy as Jason Flynn tries to pick it up, but the ball gets stuck in the mud there. It's picked up by Keane Duggan looking for point number 3. Keane Duggan high in towards the goals. Keane Duggan has put that one wide, and that's the first wide for Tommy Narkins in the second half. They've hit 5 of them, but we saw there that the ball just stuck in the mud, and we've seen a fair divot after coming up there as well, Cyril. So it's going to make hurling difficult in that part of the field, and of course we have a second game here as well coming up as well afterwards.
Yeah, and that's the area of the pitch they took the most care of over half time. Must be holding a small bit of surface water.
Picked up by Patrick Foley from the puck out. Patrick Foley surveys his options before going back to the captain. The captain is TJ Brennan. He comes inside his man. TJ Brennan is on the ball now for Clarenbridge. He's already caught the ball twice. He comes inside a tackle there. There would possibly be a free. That's a free, surely. Referee says play on, because that was a frontal charge on TJ Brennan. Referee says play on, and the Clarenbridge people not happy with that one. Gavin Lee has the ball. Gavin Lee tries to get away from his man, but he's under pressure there, and eventually the ball has been won by Tommy Larkins. And eventually the Larkins men come away with that particular ball, with Keane Daniels coming away with it. The ball goes out over the line, and the line ball is to Tommy Larkins. But in fairness to TJ Brennan there, Cyril, he was entitled to a free for what looked from our vantage point as a frontal charge.
Yeah, definitely. And I suppose Ronan Murphy would have felt he might deserve a small bit and tripped there a few minutes ago as well. Plenty of emotion here on the sideline, right in front of the Clarenbridge dugout. The terrace here is well filled, Niall, which is great to see. Everyone keeping dry with no rain so far, but great atmosphere.
Great atmosphere, as you see Kevin McHugh's father. He's taking a picture there as Kevin takes the sideline. He goes along with that one in towards Conor Gardner. Gardner tries to win the ball. Gardner has the ball in his hand. Conor Gardner takes on his man, hand passes the ball off towards Keane Daniels, but it's going to be won by Gavin Lee. And Gavin Lee decides to go along with that one in towards the full forward line. Mark Kennedy and Toohey battling possession. Was Kennedy fouled? The referee says play on. The ball breaks through towards Niall Armstrong. He loses possession though, and Tommy's have numbers back there. And eventually it's Nevin coming away from the wing back position, gets the ball out towards Kevin McHugh. That's a wild pull on Kevin McHugh. The ball goes across the field towards Keane Daniels. Daniels hand passes the ball off to Ronan Murphy. Ronan Murphy decides to go inside his man. Beautiful play by Ronan Murphy, but good play also by Oisin Salmon, who puts him under serious pressure back there. And Oisin Salmon does well for Clarenbridge. He's on the ball. He hand passes the ball off to Niall Armstrong in space. Is this a chance for Clarenbridge to score their first point from play in the second half? Armstrong makes no mistake. He puts it over the bar. far. 12 points to 7, a good score. And Clare and Bridge have started the second half with the opening two scores. That one from Niall Armstrong, 12 points to 7, good score.
Yeah, and there might have been a small bit of afters there as well. There's a Tommy Larkin's man, two Tommy Larkin's men down on the pitch. Armstrong with a very good score. He came in since half time. He'd be delighted with that start. They'll have to get up and going with a bit of confidence. 2 points, 2 points by Clare and Bridge since half. Tommy Larkin's had a few chances there, Niall, and they'd be a small bit disappointed if they haven't moved from 12 points since half time, 5 minutes into the second half. They'd have loved a score or two just to settle them down.
Yeah, 12 points to 7. It is now, it's 12-5 at half time as the Tommy's man over there gets some attention. Kevin McHugh goes pleading with Paul Fahey. I think he looked as if he was going to get a free there at one stage, but it wasn't given. John McDonough, the linesman, is saying something as well here as the goalkeeper Aina Murphy gets ready to take the puck out, but it's delicately poised in the early stages of the second half. 2 points for Clare and Bridge have reduced their deficit from 7 points to 5. They have wind advantage in the second half, as we keep saying, as Aina Murphy gets ready to take the puck out. Of course, Aina, nominated for an All-Star, was in Dublin last night. He will take this puck out for his side. 5 points between them as Aina Murphy takes the puck out. Aina Murphy decides to go short with that one. It's intercepted by Aaron Armstrong. It's Armstrong off the left hand side. Armstrong high and Armstrong over the bar. That's a gift that Aina Murphy will be totally and utterly disgusted with himself for that puck out. Niall Armstrong puts it over the bar, and on such matters, Cyril, can games turn? Armstrong has got 2 points in a row, 12-8.
Yeah, and the breeze affected Murphy's for puck out a lot early on. I thought it would have gone further. It's landed down here just below the 65. That one not as bad. That one fairly deep, but the early one, that was a huge catch by who? Jason Flynn
caught the puck out there from the puck out, and Jason Flynn is on the ground. The referee is just stopping the play here a minute now, but a great catch by Jason Flynn to relieve some of the pressure on Tommy Larkins. But I think it's going to be a throw in ball, but the last three scores obviously have come from the Clare and Bridge men since half time. Evan Nyland pointed a free, and then Niall Armstrong, the sub, has gone 2 points since he's come in, and I suppose he's been the go-to man in one sense from a substitute perspective, Niall Armstrong, in this particular championship. Yeah, in the sense that he's come into good effect for Clare and Bridge. Yeah, and he'll be happy with his response so far to coming on with two good scores in play.
No pattern of play yet though in the second half, Niall. It's been very broken, with the likes of this now, someone being down injured and has developed
just into looking at the screen here. Niall Armstrong is picking up a yellow card as well for Clare and Bridge. I didn't see what happened there, but Paul Fahey, the umpire or the linesman, has just given the yellow card there. He's dropped the stitter, the referee, as he gets the yellow card here to Niall Armstrong, who's pleading his case. I didn't see what happened myself, but it's going to be a yellow card maybe for something that happened prior to that. Niall Armstrong has got 2 points, but he's also picked up now a yellow card. Might have been something that happened, I think, just after he scored the second point, was it?
He shouldn't have been there at where Jason and Flynn caught the puck out.
Murphy could be in a bit of bother as well. I think he's going towards Ronan Murphy, the referee, as well. And Oisín Salmon is quite close by as well. I think it's Ronan Murphy he's speaking to. And it looks as if Ronan Murphy is going to be picking up a yellow card for the Tommy Larkin's men, just as this juncture in the game, as this break in play. 12 points to 8. 7.5 minutes gone in the second half. 3 points for Tommy's, or for Clare and Bridge in the second half. Tommy Larkin's haven't scored one as of yet, as we see that's a yellow card as well for Ronan Murphy. And Paul Fahey just bringing some authority to the game here just before this ball is going to be thrown in. And it's a number of players in the huddle there as that ball is thrown in, and he might have to go a second time, because he is going to go a second time. He probably should just tell the players to get out of the way and just leave it to two lads, because there's a lot of players, there's a lot of congestion in there, but the stakes are high, sir, it must be said. It's a championship quarter final.
Yeah, look, it's coming to critical time, and teams will have to do something if they want to have a charge in the championship. The next few scores are crucial.
Conor Lee wins the throw in, gets it back to Shane Ryan, and Shane Ryan goes long with that one in towards the full forward line. Tommy's have numbers back there. Will they win it though? Mark Kennedy's in possession for, or trying to win possession for his side. Mark Kennedy tries to win possession. Kevin McHugh lets the ball break away from him. It's picked up by TJ Brennan. He's got a man inside. He's got Mark Kennedy. Kennedy's on the ball. Kennedy plays the ball across the field. Kevin Lee checks shot. It's in the back of the net. It's a goal, and Gavin Lee's the man who puts it in the net. A goal for Clare and Bridge. We're back to a 1 point ball game here, and Gavin Lee's the man who puts it in the net. It's 12 points now to 1 goal and 8 points, as we see Tommy Larkin's man hit the ground. But Clare and Bridge have been the dominant side in the second half. All of a sudden, 8 minutes into the second half, there's only a point between them.
Yeah, they did very well down that corner, Niall. It was the ball down to nothing, three of them chasing over to it, and McHugh, I think, went out over it from the initial challenge. TJ Brennan did very well to pick it up, thought he should have taken his pint. What would I know? He came in along, gave it to Kindy did very well. Whether he was mean to give it back to TJ to square it across to Gavin Lee, as we know, covers an awful lot of ground, landed from wing forward into an area that we'd love wing forwards to come to, and flicked it into the back of the net.
It's 12 points to 1 goal and 8 points now. all of a sudden, the 7-point lead for Tommy Larkins at half time is down to one as that puck out goes long. Looking for Conor Gardner over here. The ball is going to break, though, into the path of Sean Kilduff. He tries to pick it up. Jason Finn is also there with interest in it for Tommy Larkins as the rain starts to come down to Kenny Park and Ethan Roy. As players from both sides battle possession, is picked up by Gavin Lee, the goal scorer. He's soloing forward there. He's under pressure. He loses possession as players again from both sides again try to assume ascendancy. It's won by Tommy Larkins, and it's picked up by David Hickey. David Hickey drives it as far down the field as he possibly can. He's half blocked down. Christy Bannon goes back there for Clarenbridge. He tries to get away from Ronan Murphy. He's fouled by Ronan Murphy, and that's going to be a free out. And this is going free out is going to be to the men of Clarenbridge. Aaron Bindon is coming from the goals, but I think Evan Ireland is showing interest in this one. And there's hurls thrown, being thrown everywhere from both sides, and there's hurls being thrown in from the sideline, and so on and so forth. But there's a point between them at 12 points to 1-8. There's a bit of off the ball stuff happening as well down on this side of the field. There's a Tommy Larkins man down injured. Paul Fahey, the referee, has gone in towards his umpires. Not quite sure what happens. Anna Murphy is indicating what he believes happens anyway. And that's going to be the umpires are calling in Paul Fahey here. It'll be just interesting to see what happened. We didn't see it. We were following the play as the rain is coming in on top of us here.
Niall Armstrong possibly involved, and he's been booked only less than 5 minutes ago. They're not happy. The Tommy Larkins lads are not happy with whatever interaction went in down there. We were looking at what was happening here to our left night where Evan Ireland's going hitting the free. It's be interesting to see, will he have an action? Both umpires came out outside the 6 yard box to speak to the referee, and it's deemed to be nothing. I'd say Paul Fahey doesn't look like he's rooting for his book or anything. So
yeah, Darren Duggan was the Tommy's man that was down, but John McDonough now is pointing out something as well to the referee, Paul Fahey. 12 points to 1-8, but things have been simmering here since before the ball was even thrown in, sir. 20 minutes beforehand where the game was thrown in, there was things simmering, and Paul Fahey has been picked out something. I think Niall Armstrong he's speaking to, and Kevin McHugh there as well, that no more of that, as this free is coming, and this free is coming to Evan Nyland and to Clarenbridge. 11 minutes into the second half. It's delicately poised here. There is 1 point between the sides. It's 12 points for Tommy Larkins. It's 1 goal and 8 points for Clarenbridge. The shower has abated somewhat as this free is going to be taken by Evan Ireland. 1 point behind his sider. There were 7 down at half time. They're only 1 down now as that ball goes long in towards the goal. It's a high ball. It's a dangerous ball. It's going to break. It's going to break into the path of Kevin McHugh. McHugh goes under pressure from Niall Armstrong there. McHugh kicks the ball out the field. He gets away with it. It goes out towards Gerald Kelly, and Gerald Kelly decides, I'm going to go along with that one. He does go along with that one as that ball is going to be won by Shane Ryan, as it is broken off Shane Ryan into the path of Jason Finn. Can Finn pick it up? He can pick it up. Jason Finn is on the ball now for Tommy Larkins. Tommy Larkins, Jason Finn gets the ball back towards Conor Gardner. He's under serious pressure though. He tries to get inside Patrick Foley. He hand passes the ball across the field to Gerald Kelly in space. Gerald Kelly has got another man in space here, and this is a chance for Tommy Larkins and Owen Nevin. Owen Nevin high in towards the goals. He's made no mistake. He's put it over the bar. The man wearing number 15, Owen Nevin, puts it over the bar. He started in the defence, and that's a score that Tommy Larkins needed. 13 points to 1-8.
Yeah, well worked, well recycled, but there could be a response here straight away. 2v1 down here on this side night.
There is a 2v1, and it's TJ Brennan's on the ball up towards Shane Ryan. Shane Ryan is on it now. Shane Ryan for Clarenbridge. He looks upfield off his left hand side, sprays the ball across the field towards Mark Kennedy. He lets the ball bounce. Beautiful touch by Mark Kennedy. He has the ball in his hand. He gets it back to Sean Kilduff. Kilduff from the middle of the field goes for a score. Is this to bring it back to a 1 point ball game? It is, but it's gone wide, and that's 5 wides for Clarenbridge. Their first of the second half. It's 13 points to 1 goal and 8 points. We have 12 and a half minutes gone in the first of the second half of the first of the Galway Championship quarter finals. 29 minutes played. Clarenbridge or Tommy Larkins led by 12 points to 5 at that particular stage, and now all of a sudden there's only 2 points between them. They've got 1 point in the second quarter so far, that coming from Owen Nevin. It's 13 points to 1-8. The goal from Gavin Lee being a critical score in this second half for Clarenbridge. His side are within 2 points now of Tommy Larkins. That ball goes to the far side of the field. It breaks towards Cullen Flynn. Flynn got a point in the early stages for Tommy Larkins, and Cullen Flynn goes high with that ball in towards the goals. It's going to go short. It's going to break into the path of the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper is Aaron Bindon. Bindon decides to go back off his left hand side, and Bindon was cool there as he gets the ball across the field towards Connor Lee out to the far side of the field, and a chance here for Shane Ryan to get Clarenbridge on the attack again. He goes to this side of the field looking for Mark Kennedy. Kennedy and Toohey, they're having a right battle out there, so they are. And Niall Armstrong tries to pick it up as Mark Kennedy also tries to pick it up there for Clarenbridge. Patrick Foley is interested in it. There's Tommy Larkins man on the ground there, and that's didn't see what happened there, but he's not too happy about it. As Niall Armstrong was on possession. Niall Armstrong looking for point number 3 of the half. Niall Armstrong high, and Niall Armstrong over the bar. He's got 3 points since he's come on at half time, and 3 good scores as well. I didn't see what happened there, but there's the Tommy Larkins man Kevin McHugh go on the ground. But the upshot is that Niall Armstrong has pointed his third score of the day. It's 13 points to 1-9. It was Cahill Toohey, in fact, who was on the ground.
Took a knock to the head. He was actually pushed possibly in the back, Niall, in on top of other players in the ruck. and Armstrong was behind him, picked it up, rolled it, and took us three or four steps, popped us straight over the bar. Good score from Clarenbridge.
Adrian Moran about to see action now for Tommy Larkins as well. He's coming into the Tommy Larkins team, and it's Gerard Kelly who's gone off. And Gerard Kelly, a very experienced campaigner for Tommy Larkins, of course. I think he played in Dublin for a couple of years as this puck out gets ready to be taken, and this puck out is going to be ready to be taken by Aina Murphy. Aina Murphy goes to this side of the field looking for Keane Daniels. Daniels has the ball in his hand, he plays the ball off to Kevin McHugo, a pre-planned move I'd say there, as Kevin McHugo comes on the ball, goes across the field looking for Ronan Murphy, who's out in front of his man. Ronan Murphy has the ball in his hand. Ronan Murphy tries to get away from his man. He's got Colin Flynn inside, and David Hickey actually tries to get the ball through towards Ronan Murphy. Ronan Murphy is on the ball now for Tommy Larkins. He's made the space to go for a shot at goal. Ronan Murphy high in towards the goals. It doesn't have the distance, so it's caught by the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper is Aaron Bindon, and Bindon sprays the ball out the field towards Connerly. He's under pressure there, gets the push in the back, a needless push in the back by the Tommy Larkins man there. And it's going to be a free and a chance here for Evan Island to come deep to take this free at 13-9. 15 minutes gone in the second half. Is this the chance to equalise the ball game, sir?
Yeah, I think so. And Ireland, although we're talking about frees inside their own 45, but he's a big breeze behind him. He's a very good free taker. And Ronan Murphy on the back foot there. They're after dropping too short in the last number of minutes, Tommy Larkins. They'll be disappointed with that. Their only score at second half was a very good quality. Pass the ball until you had a shooter on the forward foot. They haven't done that enough, and they're finding themselves in a sticky situation here, a pint up with 15 minutes to go, but playing into a very strong breeze.
This is the free, and the free is going to be taken by Evan Nyland, who's taken. He goes long with that ball in towards the goals. It's batted out though, and Mark Kennedy has it. Beautifully picked up by Mark Kennedy. That's a penalty, is it? It is a penalty, yeah. And Mark Kennedy's the man who's fouled. Evan Nyland's free drop short. It broke out to Mark Kennedy, and in fairness to Kennedy, sir, he was quick. The way he picked that ball up mid the space, was fouled. Penalty.
Yeah, it just broke there, Nyland. He was the quickest onto it. You could see it. He got it into his hand before two players had converged on him. One of them being Kevin McHugh. He's going to pick up a booking for this. You'd have no argument with that, Nyland. You could see it. It was an easy decision for a referee to make. A penalty all day. And Tommy Larkins now are under severe pressure. First time in the game, by the looks of things, that Clarenbridge could take the lead.
And it's Mark Kennedy, interestingly, who's actually taken the penalty for his side.
Now we're looking at Aina Murphy. He's a very good goalkeeper. He's a very good quality. And what I see with penalties, Niall, it's similar to what's gone to soccer. Can you wrong foot the keeper? Can you put him the wrong way? But if he waits and picks the spot, you'll do very well.
The penalty. Of course, Michael Daly's gone off. Mark Kennedy will take the penalty for Clarenbridge. Mark Kennedy goes low with that one into the back of the net. Beautifully hit to the net by Mark Kennedy. He makes no mistake. A goal for Mark Kennedy, and Clarenbridge lead 2-9 to 13. And in fairness to Kennedy, he made the penalty. He took it. He made no mistake. Well finished, sir. 2-9 to 13.
Great composure. Aina Murphy went right. Ball went to his left. She took it cool as could be into the side of the net or the corner of the net. And all pressure back on Tommy Larkins to do something.
The 2 points between them. Brilliantly taken out of the air by Jason Finney. Tries to take on his man. He tries to burst through. And Jason Finney takes a lot of steps there. The referee doesn't give them the free. He gives them the free now, though, because Patrick Foley just clipped him there as Jason Finney made the space to go through. But he's caught two puck outs. But we're 17 minutes into the second half. It was 12 points to 5 at half time. There was 7 points between them. There's now 2 between them, but it's gone the other way. So it's a massive turnaround here from 7 points down Clarenbridge to 2 points in front. They have really played really well in that second half with that wind.
Yeah, and Jason Flynn's argument was that if play was developed on, he'd a chance, or he would have been through on goal, but he was only crossing the 45 yard line there. I'd be taking my free all day long trying to reduce the scoreline. I think it's 2-4 to a pint since half time, Niall. Big difference in the season, and Tommy Larkins will need scores to close out this game. They find themselves behind.
Yeah, Brian McCormick is coming in for Tommy Larkins. I didn't see who has gone off as of yet. I think it might be number 13, David Hickey, who might be gone off the Tommy Larkins team, as Jason Flynn stands over the free. It's been 2-4 to 1 point in this second half that Clarenbridge have outscored their opponents, Tommy Larkins. 2-9 now to 13 points. The scoreboard reads 18 minutes into the second half as Jason Flynn stands over the free. His side need a score. Jason Flynn high in towards the goals. He's got the distance. Has he got the accuracy? He puts it over the bar. Good score by Jason Flynn. 5 points for him now, and it's a score that Tommy's needed. We're a point between them again, sir. 2-9 to 14 points.
Yeah, good score, Niall. Pressure free, and it hasn't taken a free into that goal in the second half. He's done very well.
The ball is poked out by the goalkeeper, Aaron Bindon. It's going to be won here, is it, by Niall Armstrong? It's not. It's won by the Tommy Larkins man coming out of defence. He's fouled, and that's going to be a free out, and Tommy's will be happy enough to get the free out, and a chance here for them to reduce their deficit again. The man who caught the ball was Keane Daniels, and he's the chance here for his side to come on the attack. Kevin McHugo is over the schlitzer, but Aina Murphy is coming from the goal as well, and Aina Murphy is going to take this for his side, who were 1 point in arrears at this particular stage. Aina Murphy got 2 points in that first half. Both of those are coming from frees as he gets ready to take this free. But this is a pressure one. He's coming a long way out to take it. If he has the distance here, sir, this will be some free. But I'd say he's going to launch it as far as he can down the field.
It's very hard to see distance from there, Niall. Now it's a huge distance out into that breeze. I know he's just outside his own 45. I'd imagine this will hang in around the house.
Yeah, there's a lot of space there in front of Jason Flynn as well as he takes this free. He does go along with that one as far as he can put it. Up for Brian McCormick, goes up for Flynn, goes up for as well. The ball breaks down. It's going to be won by a Clarenbridge man back there. McCann is it, who tries to come away. The ball is broken though, and there's players on both sides, as I keep saying here, battling to try and assume the ascendancy. The Clarenbridge man Christy Bannon is fouled there, and he comes out of defence and he gets a hard hit there. Jason Flynn was involved there. I think he got a shoulder first and then he retaliated somewhat. This is going to be a free out, but I suppose these breaks in play probably suit Clarenbridge a small bit now, the fact that they're a point ahead, sir.
Yeah, does really, and it's not needed. It was a free out all day and just a bit of pushing and shoving after it, and don't think there'll be any action taken. No sign of umpires to call the referee or anything. Clarenbridge man on the ground are right, but I think it was a push more than anything, and I don't think anything is going to come of it now.
Yeah, it's a free out all the same, and the free out is to Clarenbridge, and it's Jason Flynn, I think the referee is speaking to. A point between them, 2-9 for Clarenbridge, 14 points for Tommy Larkin. Just a bit of frustration, I'd say, from Jason Flynn's perspective there. He'll pick up the yellow card, I'd say, for that, and he didn't actually pick up a yellow card, just to give him a warning. At least we didn't see a card being flashed anyway. It's a free out though, and the free out is to Clarenbridge, 2-9 to 14 points, interestingly.
Free is brought forward though, by the looks of it, Niall, and if it is, it's in Evan Nyland territory, just inside the 45.
Yeah, interestingly, Tommy Larkins had only conceded 2 goals in the championship prior to today. They've conceded 2 more now, and goals at this particular time, obviously, the way the weather is, sir, the way the conditions are, goals in any day are vital, but they're worth double now, you could say, anyways.
Yeah, it's just key parts of games now, especially with the weather and conditions. Umpires were very slow to ask Paul Fahey to come in to have a chat with him. He went in and have a chat with him. It doesn't look like he's going to go at any further action, and it still looks like a free out.
Yeah, Owen Ford has come into the Tommy Larkins team in place of Darren Duggan, as another Tommy Larkins man, Keane Duggan, hit the ground there. I didn't see what happened myself, but it's going to be a free out, but it's stopping any sort of momentum any team had in building. But a point between them, 2-9 to 14 points. Of course, if this game were to end level after 60 minutes, we'd be heading towards extra time, which I'm sure Tommy Larkins or Clarenbridge don't want at this particular stage. They just want a winner in normal time, but Evan Nyland will take the free for Clarenbridge. His side 1 point to the good at this particular stage in the game, so we've almost 22 minutes played here. We could have up to 4 or 5 minutes additional time, I'd say, at the end of the game.
Handy,
the way things are going, because there's been a huge break there.
This break alone, it didn't look like he's doing that. He's pushing him back now again, I don't know. Yeah, we might get a free eventually, Niall.
Yeah, the game is about to start up again, as Conor Quinlan is saying something there to the referee as well, to push back Evan Nyland even further, I think. But the referee is saying, yes, he's been pushed back even further now as well. I think Conor Quinlan, the linesman on this side of the field, has was told and telling them to push it way back. So maybe the ball wasn't brought forward at all.
Well, if it wasn't brought forward, he needs to go back another 5 yards.
Towards the 20-metre line, I'd say, of this one. But anyway. I'm looking for Conor Quinlan standing. He's actually standing on the 20-metre line, but referee has said the game goes ahead. Evan Nyland has taken the free. It hasn't got the distance. It goes long down the field. It's going to break, though, into the path of Gavin Lee. Blocks superbly, though. The ball is going to break out towards Patrick Foley. Foley has it. Foley's hooked, though, by Colin Flynn, though, back there. And Foley's on the ball now for Clarenbridge. Tried to burst his way through. Patrick Foley's just have overcarried the ball, and it's a free out. And a free out is to Tommy Larkins. And in fairness, sir, over the last while, we haven't seen a whole lot of hurling, as we see Anna Murphy. He has made the run out the field here. Hasn't been picked up as Kevin McHugh gets ready to take it, but it's a very, very start affair now in this particular second half.
Yeah, Tommy Larkins defended very well there. They got the block on Gavin Lee originally, and got a hook in on Foley, and got multiple bodies there and forced to overcarry.
Yeah, here is the free out. It's taken by Kevin McHugh, who goes long there, and again it's just a battle for supremacy here, and players again trying to come away with the ball. I think it's going to be another throw in, and we've seen a lot of those, and I suppose with the way conditions are, sir, the way the ball is probably dropping in places, it's getting caught in the ground and everything like that, that it's making hurling difficult. And of course we're at the last, of course, weekend in October as well, as we see another player is on the ground again. Didn't see what happened there, but it's going to be a throw in.
Yeah, we've had some amount of players down in the second half, Niall. Both teams, in fairness, it's not one team that's trying to slow the game down, but obviously conditions are tough, and player welfare is important, but it has been a very, very slow second half.
Yeah, it sure has, as we get ready to take this throw in, and the throw in is going to be taking place in a couple of minutes. We see Conor Gardner is in trouble there as well, just trying to get himself right, as we see the Clarenbridge player still down, trying to get some attention there. I think it could be Shane Bannon, is it, that's picking up the attention, the man wearing number 7 for his side.
What you're looking to now, I suppose, Tommy Larkin's Gardner has been quiet in the second half. Can they get him on? Ronan Murphy has been quiet in the second half. Can you get those two firing in the last few minutes in order to get for them to get shots at goal or get chances in? Keane Duggan hasn't got the supply he's got in the first half when he looked ever so lively. I think he's only had one shot at goal in the second half. And down the other end, the penalty taker, but the penalty maker, Kennedy, he was handing the first goal as well. Can they get Kennedy or TJ Brennan on the ball? Gavin Lee has been very busy all day, he's got the goal as well, and you're looking to see the longer this goes on, the more we push closer to injury time. We're nearly, by the time this throw-in will take place, there'll be 5 minutes left. Definitely have to be a minimum of 5 minutes injury time, but it'll be a tight finish night.
Yeah, it'll be a tight finish, is right, as this ball is going to be thrown in. It is thrown in, it's going to break towards Brian McCormick, tries to pick it up, and there's another stalemate situation over there, but it's picked up by the Tommy Larkin's man. Ronan Murphy has it. Ronan Murphy's half blocked down in towards Keane Duggan, but good defensive play there by Phelan McCann. Eventually the ball is scooped out towards Sean Kilduff. He's trying to come away with it, but he can't do so. He's under serious pressure over there, and for both of these teams, it's just about getting over the line, getting into the county semi-final at this particular stage. It's picked up by Evan Ireland, goes very deep to win that ball, and Evan Ireland clears the ball down the field, and a good clearance by Evan Ireland. It goes out the field. It's going to be won by Keane Daniels. Though Keane Daniels for Tommy Larkins has the ball, gets away from his man. He's got a man inside him. It's Colin Flynn in space. Is this the chance to equalise the ball game? Colin Flynn high in towards the goals. Colin Flynn has the distance. Has he got the accuracy? He has got the accuracy. The sides are level, and Colin Flynn is the man who puts it over the bar. It's his second score of the day. Good score, and it's one that his side needed. Jeez. We're level. 2-9 to 15 points. Pickpock out, taken by the goalkeeper out this side of the field, but it's gone out over the line, and that's a line ball to Tommy Larkins at this side of the field, but it's delicately poised. Great score by Colin Flynn, sir.
Oh, brilliant score. He was just inside 65, put it high. He struck it very high. He was hitting it from a standing position, but it hung down over Bindon was looking at it for a long time, down over his right, down over his head, and ended up holding on over the bar. Great score.
Great score, as Kevin McHugh gets ready to take the sideline cut from that quick puck out by Aaron Bindon that went out over the line. The sides are level. Clarenbridge 2-9, it says. Tommy Larkins 15 points. That ball is taken by Kevin McHugh. It should be won by the Clarenbridge man back there, but it breaks into the path of Jason Flynn. Flynn now tries to pick the ball up, but he can't do so. He tried to pick it up one-handed, but the conditions were such that he wasn't able to do so. Such were the adverse conditions on the ground there, as players from both sides again battle for supremacy here. Who's going to come away with this ball? You feel the next score is going to be ultra crucial in this game. 4 minutes of normal time to go. The ball is towards the line. That's a free, surely. Referee says play on. It looks as if Shane Bannon was fouled. He loses possession, and it's going to be a throw in, and there's like a rook situation developing here. We're out towards the sideline. Sort of like a scrum could be given next, I say, the way things. But in fairness, Shane Bannon, he looked to have picked up a push in the back there, sir.
Yeah, it's hard earning a free nowadays, Niall.
It sure is hard earning a free, as we see a sub about to come on for Clarenbridge. That's a free, and that is a free out. The free out is Dushane Salmon and to Clarenbridge. I think it could be David Lee that might be about to see action as well. Another young man wearing the number 19 jersey for Clarenbridge. The sides are level. It's 2 goals and 9 points for Clarenbridge, 15 points for Tommy Larkins. 27 minutes, it says in the clock. We have 3 minutes of normal time to go, plus whatever additional time will be added on by the referee, Paul Fahey. We're saying there could be up to 4 to 4 or 5 minutes at least of additional time, such as being the amount of injuries and break stoppages in play we've had in this particular second half. As Evan Ireland stands over the free, should be within range, about to say, sir, let's say.
Absolutely.
He's got three so far, all from the place ball, two in the first half, one in the second half, as he stands over this free for his side. Here comes the free from Evan Ireland. He's got the distance. Has he got the accuracy? He sure has. A great score by Evan Ireland. He judged the win to perfection. He brought it in and he puts it over the bar. 2-10 to 15 points. The sub is coming in is David Lee. He's coming into the attack. Be interesting to see who's coming off. Is it Keane Salmon, I think, is coming off the Clarenbridge team? But great score by Evan Ireland. 2-10 to 15 points.
Yeah, just put his team a pint up. Not a huge pressure free night, but a long, long way back. And the minute we spoke about Bannon could have deserved a free. It just when they did win a free, Oisín Salmon did win the free, it was 5 yards further on, and it made a huge difference for Nyland's strike.
Gavin Lee has won the puck out for Clarenbridge. He's caught it already twice. He can't catch it again. He's soloing forward. He's not going to catch it again. He's going to flick the ball through towards Niall Armstrong, but good play there by the Tommy Larkins men as they try to come away from possession. Owen Ford tries to win it for Tommy Larkins. Niall Armstrong is also there. This player's on both sides again, trying to assume the ascendancy, come away with the ball. It's a sub, David Lee, who has it. He tries to hand pass the ball across the field. He can't do so because he's under serious pressure there. Eventually, it's picked up by Evan Nyland. Nyland tries to make the space for himself. Nyland is on the ball. He plays the ball back towards Shane Bannon. Bannon has it now for Clarenbridge. He hand passes the ball forward, or he tries to hand pass it forward. He's under pressure from Ronan Murphy there. Jason Flynn picks it up though. Jason Flynn and Colin Flynn, his first cousin, tried to win the ball for Tommy Larkins. It's won by Ronan Murphy though. Ronan Murphy has it. He takes a lot of steps. He's still going forward. He can't catch it again. He's going to play the ball off the ground. He's going to play it off the ground. He has no choice but to do so. He has the ball in his hand. Good play by Ronan Murphy. Tries to get away from his man. Gets the ball back to Cahal Toohey, but he drops the ball. It's going to break through towards David Lee. David Lee has possession now under pressure, and Toohey does well to go back and win possession for Tommy Larkins. He tries to come away with the joint captain for Tommy Larkins. He just took his eye off that particular ball, but he did well to get back. It's going to be a throw-in situation. We have the 60 minutes almost played here. We haven't been told what the additional time will be, but it's 2-10 to 15 points. And Cyril, this game could go either way, but if Clarebridge were to go 2 in front psychologically with the wins, that would be a huge lead. Tommy Yates would feel need the next score.
Yeah, and 2, he did very well not to give away the free. It was his mistake that led. He had to go back 20 yards for Ronan Murphy. He had great ground made up the field and recycled it. And as you said, Niall, a 2-point lead at this stage of the game would be crucial.
Gavin Lee has it now for Clarebridge. Tries to get away from his man as he overcarrying the ball. He's not as the referee. The ball is going to break into the path of Evan Nyland. Nyland is fouled. That's going to be a free in. And this is the chance here to put Clarebridge 2 in front. He's just outside the 45 metre line. And that's going to be a free in and a chance here for Evan to give it Clarebridge a 2-point lead. And as I said, that would be crucial at this particular stage in the game.
Oh, yeah.
We're just waiting now as well, of course, to see what the additional time will be as Nyland stands over the free. 2-10 to 15 points. It's a war of attrition out there in this particular game in this second half. As
Every play is key now. Every play is key. And I suppose when Murphy broke up the field, if he could have gotten inside, but Bannon had chased him back. He had to recycle back and it led to that throw-in taking place where Nyland is hitting the free now. But Tommy Larkins will need to do something from this puck out just to try and reduce it to a minimum margin. We're assuming Evan Nyland, which we shouldn't be in conditions like this and a difficult free. We're assuming Evan Nyland's going to put this over the bar.
Yeah, he's on the 45 metre line. He's out towards the Clarebridge dugout. We have a good vantage point to this particular free as he takes it for Clarebridge. Evan Nyland high in towards the goals, and Evan Nyland has got it inside the goals. He's put it over the bar, and that's a 5th point for him. He's got 3 frees in the second half. His side lead by 2. 2-11 for Clarebridge. 15 points for Tommy Larkins. I think it's about 3 minutes additional time as this puck out is going to come as Aina Murphy takes the puck out. 4 minutes additional time, actually. I thought there might even be more. 4 minutes additional time as that ball is pucked out. There's 4 minutes to go here as that ball is going to be won by the Clarebridgeman. Shane Ryan trying to win it. He's under serious pressure there from a couple of Tommy Larkin's players as they try to kick the ball forward. They do kick it forward. Brian McCormick is going to go down it, and a pull there by the Clarebridgeman is picked up by Keane Duggan. He's got a man inside. Tommy Larkins have got Jason Finn inside. They didn't see him, and that's going to block down the man that's blocked down is Adrian Moore. He didn't see Finn running beside him, and Finn would have been through on goal. The ball is pucked out, and Clarebridge have it, and Clarebridge come away with Connor Lee coming away from the wing back position, tries to pick the ball away. It's half broken down though, and they're bringing for possession. Connor Nevin tries to win it for Tommy Larkins. He's under pressure though. He loses it, and it's picked up by Sean Kilduff. Kilduff going forward now for Clarebridge. We've 31 minutes played here. We've 3 minutes to go. His side lead by 2. He hand passes it off to the team captain TJ Brennan. He comes inside his man. TJ Brennan is going through now for Clarebridge. Is this the chance to put 3 in it? TJ is still going forward. He's on the 14 metre line. Is he going to round up for a goal? TJ Brennan. Oh, what a goal! TJ Brennan has buried it into the back of the net. There was only one thing on his mind when he got going there, and he puts it into the back of the net. A great strike, and Clarebridge lead by 3, 11 to 15 points. What a strike, sir.
Oh, what a strike. He's had a quite enough second half, Niall, but he's been involved in 2 of the 3 goals, and there he carried it. He won it on the outside the 45, over near the sideline, right in front of Stan. He carried it a long, long way. You were saying, was he going to put 2 or 3 points between the sides, which would nearly put the game out of reach? But you'd have to imagine it's out of reach now. He carried it, went broken on the tackle, and put it brilliantly to the back of the net.
A great strike by TJ Redden, the team captain, and they've hit 3 goals in the second half, and they've been crucial, sir. It was 12-5 at half time. There were 7 down at half time. They're now 5 up. We said the wind was huge, and it is a big wind advantage that Tommy's had in the first half, but Clarebridge have answered it superbly in the second half with their 3 goals. They lead by 3-11 to 15 points. They're going to be in the county semi-final, you would think, at this stage. Jason Finn is fouled, surely going through there.
It
has to be a free on the 20 metre line, and it's, as they say, as me and I'm here used to say one time, blasting operations, I think, now from Jason Flynn on the 20 metre line. We still have 2 minutes to go here as Jason Flynn stands over this free now, and no doubt he'll be going low with this one.
Yeah, and he's a great shot, obviously, Niall, as well. Clarebridge are trying to get them organised. Bindon in the goal is trying to get everyone organised back there. Jason Flynn had literally just stopped up because he was full sure he was getting a free. The whistle didn't, or the advantage, or the hand up, or the whistle didn't come till after that, but there was a number of bodies hanging over him, and he's at a good enough angle to do something here.
Here comes Jason Flynn with the free, not in front of the goals, but a good enough angle. As Cyril says, he drives it low into the goals. It's stopped. It's gone out for a wide. It's gone out. It's out for 65. It's gone out wide, in fact, and that's a wide for Tommy Larkins, and 6 wides for them. And Jason Flynn with the 20-meter free. It goes wide. He'd be disappointed with that one. It's 3-11 to 15 points. A minute to go. Clarebridge have showed their experience in the second half. They're going to be in the county semi-final once more. Of course, they were there last year. They got to the county final as Shane Bannon, I think, Shane Ryan is fixing the helmet. He's been told to get up as the goalkeeper Aaron Bindon takes the puck out, and Aaron Bindon goes to the far side of the field. The players on both sides going to go up for the possession. Now there's 5 between them all of a sudden as Cahill Toohey, the giant captain for Tommy Larkins, wins puck out. Tommy Cahill Toohey bursting out of defence. He's fouled there, surely. Referee says play on. It's just to have overcarried, and it probably should have been a free out first.
Yeah.
It's a free in, but in fairness to Clare and Bridge, there was questions asked there at half-time. There were 12 points to 5 down. They got a great start to that second half, and all of a sudden it's 3-6 to 3 points in this second half, and they've answered them with those. 3 goals have been crucial, but they've shown their experience. They've dug out this particular win. They're in the quarter-finals. They'll be happy, or the semi-finals, they'll be happy with that.
Yeah, they're having a roller coaster year, Niall. You know, they've had huge disappointments, but they've had beautiful hurling in between. If you were to tell me at half-time they were going to get three goals in the second half against let's say the county goalie at the minute, Ian O'Murphy, you'd have seen where would it come from, but they've done very, very well, and they'll find themselves in a county semi-final by the looks of things. Ireland is going to extend things here. Tommy Larkins will be a small bit disappointed at their performance in the second half. Outside of conceding the goals, they haven't carried enough of a threat going forward. I actually thought that the running game into the breeze would suit them better with them playing a sweeper role during the year. They haven't got that going at all in the second half. Their key players haven't been on the ball enough, and it looks like they're going to win the championship.
Yeah, 6 between them though, 7 between them at half time. The other way around though, there's been a 13 point swing in this particular second half as Clarenbridge come away with that ball, and they've been just over carried or thrown the ball, the Clarenbridge man. It's a free in, it's 3-12 to 15 points. The 4 minutes of additional time have been played. There's 6 points between them. Clarenbridge are going to be the first team you would think into the Galway Senior Hurling Championship semi-finals. We will have hopefully the second team known after the second game, or we will have it of course, because we will go all the way to penalties if needs be. It's Capitagal versus the county champions at St. Thomas's, and this is going to be a free, and I think it's just going to be launched in by Ronan Murphy and in front of the goals, and Tommy Larkins will hope to possibly get a goal from it, but they need 2 of them at this stage. 5 minutes have been played. There was to be 4 minutes of additional time, but we have played 5, so it looks as if Clarenbridge are in the semi-final. As you said, Ronan Murphy takes that free, he launches in towards the goals, it's battered out. Jason Flynn tries to flick it forward, he does flick it forward, but he flicks it wide, and I think that's the end of the game. It is the end of the game, and with that the referee Paul Fahey is blown for full time. A strong second half showing when they outscore their opponents by 3-6 to 3 points sees Clarenbridge into the county semi-final. 3-12 for Clarenbridge, 15 points for Tommy Larkins. Tommy's, as he said, will be disappointed. There were 7 up at half time, but in fairness to Clarenbridge, when they needed scores, when they needed goals, they came up with them. They got 3 of them in the second half. They're in the semi-final.
Yeah, like 13 points in a difference in the second half, Niall, is definitely too much deservedly a victory for Clarenbridge. They'll be absolutely over the moon. They're in the semi-final. A tough contest there today. They have answered a lot of their critics that they might have received at different stages during the year. They have the quality for being good enough in the county. They'll be back in the semi-final where they were last year. They've got to a final last year. They've all the experience from that, and in tough conditions today they've ground out a second half win from 7 points down.
Yeah, it's Clarenbridge who are in the county Senior Hurling Championship semi-final. They have beaten Tommy Larkins by 6 points in the end. It was 12 points to 5 in favour of Tommy Larkins at half time, but in that second half they were outscored by 3-7 to 3 points. Of course Clarenbridge did have wind advantage in that second half, and it just shows the strength of the wind we have here in Kenny Park and Athenry. But in the end Clarenbridge ground out a win. They're in the county championship semi-final. They got 3 goals in the second half. They have won it by 6 in the end. 3-12 for Clarenbridge, 15 points for Tommy Larkins.
Live match broadcasts in association with Supermax. On the road this weekend, we'd love to see you in the Galway Plaza, the N17 Plaza in Tuam, or the newly opened Loughrea Service Station, Athenry Road, Loughrea.